Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans are saying people in their area are driving less safely than they were before the pandemic. 78% of them are saying that cell phone distraction is a big issue. What's been the biggest issue as far as concerns you've heard from drivers about less safe driving conditions?
Yeah, this kind of mirrors what we saw with AAA research as well. As unfortunately, some of the driving habits have gotten a little bit more aggressive throughout the pandemic and since the pandemic, and also people, you know, just this urgency to get places faster and having, patience behind the wheel. So people getting upset and wanting to get places so fast and not having that patience, which is so important behind the wheel. So we see distraction, aggressive driving, all becoming a bigger issue and people driving more aggressively behind the wheel.
And the poll also finds roughly a quarter of Americans say they frequently see road rage. How prevalent is road rage become since the pandemic?
Yeah, it's very similar to AAA research where people have admitted, yeah, they've got aggressive behind the wheel. They did experience road rage where that was either, you know, popping the finger at someone, beeping at someone, tailgating someone on purpose, all signs that it's very dangerous to do so behind the wheel. And it's making the roads more unsafe, unfortunately, whereas, you know, AAA is an advocate for traffic safety, and we're always trying to improve safety for all people out on the roads. And it makes it difficult with society these days where a lot of people just don't have that patience behind the wheel and they are experiencing road rage. And we put out the message every year, especially with the holiday season coming up, Black Friday, shopping, a lot of stress that comes along with the holiday season, asking people to please pack their patience and try to be aware and courteous to other drivers.
And we're also seeing under the influence of alcohol, something new under the influence of marijuana, now that marijuana has been legalized for recreational use in many states, including New York. How prevalent are we still seeing that?
Yeah, it's become a bigger, bigger issue. You know, marijuana became legalized for recreational use in New York, but it's still illegal to use marijuana and get behind the wheel of a car. And that's something AAA and the state police have trying to make clear to everyone that it's still illegal. It never said that you can use marijuana and then get behind the wheel and drive. There are some people who actually have shown through different studies and surveys that they think they're a better driver when they're high. They think they're more focused. And all the data and all the statistics go against that, showing that people have a slower reaction time when they use marijuana. And it's not safe to do so behind the wheel. And unfortunately, we're seeing a deadly combination of marijuana and alcohol use. There was always, stigma attached to drinking and driving. Well, now some people are using marijuana and combining that with alcohol and still getting behind the car wheel. So it definitely makes it more dangerous for people out there and scary for other people out on the roads as well.
And also bicyclists and pedestrians also concerned about the aggressive driving as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have to learn how to share the road. We've had a beautiful fall season. That meant more people out and about walking, more people out cycling. I've seen a lot of people since it gets dark earlier out there in dark clothing. So just reminding everyone, put on some reflective gear if you aren't about so that people can see you. And that, you know, drivers, be on the lookout for others on the road too, because we do need to share it. And with the distraction, it's just so difficult. It used to just be people peeking at a text here and there, which is dangerous enough. But now we're seeing people looking at social media, even checking their email, making a video, making a TikTok, you know, checking YouTube. These are things you can't do when you're driving a car. You need to be able to put the phone down and focus on the task of driving. And all of the AAA research also mirroring this, saying that people realize it's dangerous and they realize it's a threat to themselves and to other drivers, but then they admit that they're still actually doing it. So we remind drivers to use an app or use that technology that lets other friends and contacts know, I'm driving right now, I'll get back to you in a little while. Put the phone on do not disturb. Put the phone in the back of the car where you can't even reach it. That way you're not tempted to reach for it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.